Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online, and we would like to hear from you right now. Phone lines are wide open, and we invite your call to 844-322-2742. Again, that's good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The fruit of the Spirit is joy. Happiness comes and goes based on circumstances. Uh-huh. Joy comes from Christ himself. It's his joy in us, and we have the opportunity and the privilege to bear that fruit as we walk by faith in Jesus Christ, as we keep in step with the Spirit. And it's kind of interesting, as he lists out this ninefold fruit of the Spirit, he said, against such things there is no law. So as we're bearing the fruit of God's work in our lives, the fruit of the Spirit, there's no law out there condemning us for that expression of his life. So when we're expressing love to others, there's no law saying you can't do that. There's no law. The Ten Commandments aren't condemning us for doing such a thing. When we're expressing the joy of the Lord, there's no commandment, there's no law that condemns us for such an act. When we're expressing patience, when we're expressing kindness, when we're expressing goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control, there's absolutely nothing in the law that prohibits those things, that pushes back against those things, that condemns us for those things. Why? Because that's the very life of God being expressed through us. So when we're talking about joy, we're talking about something that belongs to God that he shares with us in Jesus.
Yes.
That's what we're talking about, and that's why that joy can be our strength. That joy can help us get through all of the bad times, the adverse times here in this world in which we live. That's why this joy is of such vitality to us. So we have to realize that joy is the fruit of the Spirit, and we simply bear it. We're not the source of that joy. Jesus is. And as we abide in the vine, we're going to see that fruit being born out in our lives. And boy, that's exciting, isn't it, Richard?
Yeah, it is. And I love the fact that Paul said after this list that against these things there is no law, because a sure killer of any one of these things is when you put on yourself or you allow someone else to put on you, what is the acceptable form of joy? What is the acceptable form of love? What is the acceptable form of peace? As soon as you've done that, you've created a law. And Paul is begging the Galatians, I'll get there in a minute. He's begging the Galatians, never go there. Let the Spirit do what only the Spirit can do. And if you allow him to do that, these things are yours and in abundance. They will overflow from you. You can't help it, because that's how excited Jesus is to give them to us.
Yeah, and that's why we really have to understand kind of the core of what the Christian life is all about. It's not about stopping sin in our life. It's not about cleaning up the flesh. It's not about suppressing those desires of the flesh. It's all about walking by faith,
yes,
walking in the Spirit, keeping in step with the Spirit. That's our sole focus. That's our singular purpose in life, mm-hmm, is to walk by faith. And that faith is going to be expressed in this fruit of the Spirit.
Yes.
We're going to see that fruit. We're going to bear that fruit in our lives. So our job is to simply keep our eyes on Jesus. Our job is to simply walk by faith, abide in the vine. All different phrases to describe the same thing, the same way of life that we've been called to live.
Yes.
And that's by faith in Jesus, by grace through faith in Jesus. That's what God has set up for us. The result of that is fruit.
Yes.
And we see it here in this ninefold thing. And joy is part of that fruit of the Spirit.
Yeah.
And there's no law that prohibits joy. Absolutely none. That's good news.
Sure is.
That is good news. Basic gospel, everybody. 844-322-2742. We would love to hear from you. We'd love to have you share some of the joy that you're experiencing during this Christmas holiday season. Again, 844-322-2742. Good in the U.S. and in Canada. And we mentioned yesterday that so many times we get calls from our listeners who share that what they've heard on Basic Gospel has made a life-changing impact in their lives. Yesterday we heard from George in Lodi, California, who testified of the change that had occurred in his life. Another of those is Calvin, who called from Chickamauga, Georgia. Let's listen to his call.
I have got your book, Simple Gospel, Simple Grace, and it helps me. I was saved, but it keeps me on the right path. And I have told several people about y'all's radio station. Y'all need to listen to these people. I mean, they're a blessing. It ain't just something you listening to. You can tell God is working through them. I tell you one thing. There's some sins I may go some days without doing, but there's one thing every day that I don't go without, and that's listening to y'all guys. I listen to y'all every evening. I mean, y'all are, and I get emotional thinking about it, but y'all are blessed to me. Well, y'all feel my spirit, and y'all get me through every day.
Wow. What a testimony.
That's really a powerful testimony. And it's great to have a friend like Calvin in our lives, and we're so grateful to be in his life. Yeah. You know, we're on this journey together, and we're all learning what it means to walk by faith. And to have a forum, to have a platform like this radio broadcast, to connect to people all around this country, really all around the world, and to journey together. To be an encouragement one to another. We have the opportunity to deliver the good news. We do so. We try. We're going to talk to Ryan in a minute.
Another
who's calling from us.
Whose life has been changed.
From Lacombe, Canada. And he was saying to me yesterday as I was talking to him, and says, I'm so grateful y'all didn't call it the complicated gospel. this is basic gospel. This is what really cuts through all of that clutter and confusion and all of that stuff that just swirls around in our brain and just brings us down to that simple point of clarity. It's Jesus and walking by faith in Jesus. And that's the journey that we're on together. That's the basic gospel journey. And Calvin, we're so grateful for your encouragement to us. We're grateful for your voice of spreading the word to others, to tune in, to listen, to hear the simple gospel message being declared in its fullness, in its simplicity, so that folks can have clarity and certainty in their lives.
Absolutely. Friends, it's your gifts to support Basic Gospel that help us to be available to reach out to people like Calvin with the good news of Jesus Christ. And as we approach Christmas and year-end, when so many people are lonely and depressed, we need to be here with that same good news that made it such a difference in Calvin's life and maybe in yours as well. We ask you to help today if you can by clicking donate at basicgospel.net. Join with us today, friends, to get out this good news to everybody who needs to hear it. Again, that's donate at basicgospel.net.
Yes, indeed. Well, thank you, Calvin. Thanks for that great call. Well, let's go up to Lacombe, Alberta, and talk to our good friend Ryan. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, guys. Hope you're doing well today.
We're doing well. Probably a lot warmer than you are.
Yeah, I would say so. I was glad to hear that you guys didn't change the name to Complex Gospel, as I think you'd have one less listener.
Yes, I think we would have a whole...
there'd be at least one less presenter here, too.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
So keep up the good work there. My last call, I kind of shared a, you know, experience I had with my little four-year-old as I kind of, you know, come to the assurance of my faith. And, you know, it was great to hear the last caller talk about how we all learn through this, and we're all in it together, and we're all learning together. And I had something that I kind of wanted to share to kind of describe what happened to get to that point of, you know, where a little four-year-old's, you know, madly in love with Jesus and kind of understanding that daddy has a terminal illness and what that means and what, you know, that may happen. But one thing that I wanted to share is this. I know this time of the year is, you know, it's fun and it's difficult, but it's, I thought to myself, I'm like, okay, I have a play school, Fisher Price, whatever it is, nativity set. I'm like, okay, we have a lot of children's nativity movies. Christmas is a pretty easily approachable one. Same for Easter, you know, Easter Bunny and Easter baskets and paint the eggs, and there's all these things. I'm like, okay, but what about, you know, at least not at my Toys R Us. I don't have a Passion crucifixion toys. So I'm like, how do I explain that, you know, without completely terrifying a little four-year-old? And again, this is not my idea. I'm not capable of something this effective and smart. I can only just say this is the Lord's idea, and I just wanted to present it as it might be beneficial for some other parents that are like, yeah, how do I approach my young children and talk about the suffering and torture and horrendous, you know, punishment of the crucifixion? And God really led me, as you were saying, being led by the Spirit. And maybe this is an idea that will help you this Christmas season. So I thought to myself, there's going to be no shortage of chances to, and hang with me, chances to, you know, for your children to misbehave. It's just, especially if you have a four-year-old, especially like mine, you know.
They tend to do that, don't they?
Songs and everything else are really tough. And it's like there's no shortages of times when you're, like, stressed and they're not listening and they're this and that. So, you know, this is the Christmas season. It might be the timeout season for a couple parents out there. You know, struggling because the kids are, you know, misbehaving. They're so excited and all these other things. Anyways, I thought to myself, and I was like, okay, I'm going to take this and turn it into a teaching lesson. So my daughter, you know, this was, I think, when she was three, you know, misbehaving and everything else, and I put her in timeout. So I was like, okay, and let's say it was 3 minutes. I don't know what it was. But then it was like, wait a minute, we can do something with this. And I said, so I went over, and again, not my own doing, I went over to her, and I said, my daughter's name is Bryn, and I said, okay, Bryn, get up. And she looked at me, and I said, I'm going to sit in the timeout chair in place of you. And I said, Bryn, this is what Jesus did for you on your behalf. His father that needed, you know, demanded punishment, went down and took that punishment upon himself through his son, and you are free. And it was like she almost wasn't really sure even what to do with it.
Well, wait a minute. I shouldn't leave this chair. What if something that comes back on me?
Yeah, the timer's still on. And then you could look at her visibly kind of almost upset, not knowing what to do, because she knew that she had misbehaved. Daddy knew that she had misbehaved. But out of my love for her, I went and took the punishment that was hers. So I don't know, you know, like I said, maybe that's the best that God's revealed so far to me, but that was a way that I could say to my daughter, you know what, punishment, you know, whatever you want to say, time away, whatever that looks like to you and your children and your household, maybe it's time, maybe a way that you can put it back to the gospel and have it a teachable moment is take that punishment, that 3 minutes of time alone or whatever it may be, take that upon yourself, sit in that timeout chair, and just face-to-face explain to your child why you're doing it. It's because this is exactly what Jesus did, you know, out of
Well, it's one of
love.
Those things where you're really exactly. expressing the love of a father to
a
child,
father.
The love of God to mankind, and that's a powerful
yep.
teaching moment. I know, Richard, one of the big questions that we get and have gotten throughout our history as a ministry is, how do you teach the grace of God to your children? And
yeah,
I think you take exactly what Ryan is mm-hmm. doing here. You take what you know to be true. You take that gospel message, and you look for opportunities to express it in just the everyday of life. And there are all kinds of opportunities there, Ryan, and I think that's just brilliant on your part to take something that she understands and really relate that, you know, connect some dots to the love of Jesus for her. And that's such a powerful, powerful tool.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is. And I think, Ryan, you and I have had some great conversations. And for our listeners that may not know, Ryan has been calling the broadcast this past year. He was diagnosed with stage four terminal cancer, a brain tumor. You have been going through various treatments, but in that process, you've asked some questions about salvation, and God has given you some answers, has just stripped you of all of those doubts that you had, and have planted you firmly in the person and work of Jesus Christ, where you're living in this situation with certainty, with confidence, with assurance that you belong to Christ and that absolutely nothing can separate you from the love of God. And in that assurance, you've said, I want to make my life count. I want to be available every moment of every day to allow Christ to live through me. And I think, Ryan, this teaching moment that you've had with your four-year-old daughter, Bryn, is just the fruit of that, the creative fruit of God's Spirit in your life, being able to see and observe and make some connections in such a brilliant way. And Ryan, I know as people listen in, they're going to have some encouragement and confidence to do the same. We don't have to overthink this stuff, do we? We don't have to complicate it or make it complex. We can just simplify things and really hit some home runs, can't we?
We really can, and I'm so grateful that, like I said, it was I think we were made for each other in the sense that you guys, you know, are out there for people like myself and other listeners that are, you know, it would you know, not that we're all growing at different rates and different, you know, paces, but we all, you know, are I think sometimes, you know, we look at ourselves and wonder what can we do, and like you guys said, sometimes it's just we need to be led by the Spirit. And that was just one of those moments. This was not a, you know, because I'm such a great father, and I said it in the other conversation, it's because I serve such a great father.
That's exactly
and
right.
And he's the one that puts those, as you said, brilliant ideas. Stage four brain cancer, people don't have brilliant ideas. So that's, I can only just go back to just say, Lord, thank you.
Yeah.
And simply I give my thanks to the Basic Gospel and what you guys do and all the listeners that can support in whatever way they can. This is not a manufactured story. This is my life.
Yeah.
And this is the life of a little four-year-old. And we have eternity at stake.
Yeah. Coming to grips, a little four-year-old coming to grips with some of the most profound truths, the most profound truths in you know, the human experience, and that's coming to grips with the love of a heavenly father. And God is
taking the punishment that she rightfully deserved while she was still misbehaving. And then, you know,
while we were yet sinners.
While we were still sinners.
I think of the contrast that we normally hear, and there are some pretty famous ministers out there, pastors, who teach this stuff, that, well, you know, that we're out of fellowship with God, you know, and it's just like when my kid misbehaves, that kid is out of fellowship with me until they come and confess. That's garbage.
Right.
What Ryan is describing is grace.
That's right. It's grace. It's grace in action, and it's living differently.
Yeah.
It's living differently than what the world has. And this being led by the Spirit, expressing the fruit of the Spirit is different. It's just different. It's head and shoulders above anything else the world can do. And Ryan. Man, I have just absolutely loved getting to know you better. We've become texting buddies. We've become phone buddies and email friends. And hopefully we can see each other face-to-face here fairly soon. But Ryan, we love you and we appreciate you. And we're so grateful for the story that God is writing in your heart and in your mind, and how that story is impacting people around you in such a powerful and profound way. And, you know, thanks for just being a part of our lives and allowing us to be a part of yours.
And I deeply thank you guys. And I pray that, you know, my message today might, you know, hit the hearts of some people out there that are saying, well, how can I kind of, I don't want to gloss over some things, but how can I, you know, appropriately give the same example of what really happened that is understandable to a four-year-old so that they can at least have that foundation and then, you know, build on that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, keep trusting the Lord to give you those brilliant ideas. And as they come, we'll hope that you'll share those with us as well and our listeners. And Ryan, we love you and pray for you and your family. Mm-hmm. And we'll look forward to the next time of talking with you.
Amen. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Ryan.
The wonderful work. It's definitely God's work. So I know you'll do perfect at it, and he'll do perfect at it.
Well, thank you, my friend. We love
you. Take care. I love you guys.
Thanks for calling today.
Thanks, Ryan. As we said at the top of the broadcast, and as Ryan's calls have certainly underscored, many times we get calls from listeners who share that what they've heard on Basic Gospel has made a life-changing impact in their lives. And we heard from Calvin, who called from Chickamauga, Georgia.
I have got your book, Simple Gospel, Simple Grace, and it helps me. I was saved, but it keeps me on the right path. And I have told several people about y'all's radio station. Y'all need to listen to these people. I mean, they're a blessing. It ain't just something you listening to. You can tell God is working through them. I tell you one thing. There's some sins I may go some days without doing, but there's one thing every day that I don't go without, and that's listening to y'all guys. I listen to y'all every evening. I mean, y'all are, and I get emotional thinking about it, but y'all are blessed to me. Okay. Y'all feel my spirit, and y'all get me through every day.
Well, thank you, Calvin, for sharing your heart with us. And, friends, it's your gifts to support Basic Gospel that help us to be available to reach out to people like Calvin, to Ryan, to George, whom you heard yesterday, with the good news of Jesus Christ. And as we approach this Christmas and New Year, so many people are lonely and depressed, and we just need to be here for that same good news that's made such a difference in Calvin's life and maybe yours as well. We ask you to help today by clicking donate at basicgospel.net. Join with us in getting out this good news to everybody that so desperately needs to hear it. Again, that's donate at basicgospel.net.
And one of the things, when you realize what your investments are doing, you know, in the life of a Calvin and the life of a Ryan, that giving is no longer a drudgery. It's not an obligation. You experience the sense of joy because your gifts are being compelled by the work of God himself inside of you. So you can have the experience of being joyful in giving. It's more blessed to give than to receive. And we thank so many of you that have already contributed toward our year-end goal of $335,000 by December 31st. Right now we have just a touch over $200,000 left to go. The momentum is starting to happen. And as I've said time and time again, we just need for Basic Gospel Nation to rally, for people all over this country to give generously. That may be a $25 gift, that may be a $10,000 gift, or anywhere in between. But we're asking you to invest in the gospel of Jesus Christ, the proclamation, so that others can know the joy of the Lord, can experience joy deep within their hearts and souls, and live differently in this world today.
If you can help us today, we would love for you to do that. Click donate on any page at basicgospel.net. Well, that's it, and thanks for being with us today for Basic Gospel, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again tomorrow for Basic Gospel.